Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live on a Monday, a steaming Monday. That's right, though. We're steaming here, ready to go, hot as fire. That's right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, from the Relax and Comfort Studio. And, of course, you can always listen to us on your Alexa devices now. And, of course, on AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart devices. And you can still download the free, if you have not already, Answer Orlando app. Okay, so I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And by the way, we're up on the Titan Cave cam, too, so you can see us on Facebook. And you just saw Nick run right, walk by the camera. And can you shut the door? Thank y'all. All right. Nick's first day in the executive office suites. And Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Yes, Christopher Hart here. All right. So Abe Katzman would normally be joining us on Monday, but today he is in route. He comes over to visit his father in Seattle, so he'll be joining us Wednesday instead. Dino Rentos is going to join us, the crypto man, with an update on the latest in cryptocurrency and cryptology type stuff. And Nostradamus will be here, and old friend of ours is going to stop by with a friend of his. And we're all going to meet this new friend because he's running for a judgeship, and that's in Seminole County, at Seminole Volusia County. And that's our old friend Jeff Doughty. Now, he's not the one running for judge, but we're going to find out all about the candidate when they get here shortly. So in the meantime, once again, just sit back and take it all in, and we appreciate you being out there. And okay, so Got a lot to talk about. I hope you caught last night's show. If you did not, of course, you can go now on Facebook and or to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com and catch that show. Talked about a lot of the stuff that's actually in the news today, but I want to elaborate on some of it. But I want to start with this Saturday is going to be a golf tournament for the Wounded Officers Initiative. And we, you know, the statistics tell us that every day, about every 3 hours, an officer is wounded or injured in the line of duty, and they very rarely make the news unless it's something like what happened in Philadelphia early this morning, as a Philadelphia police officer was serving a warrant and was shot in the face. And the suspect ended up being shot too. They're both alive, at least they were as of late this morning. But should the officer survive, of course, he's going to need a lot of help. And there aren't many resources for a person in that situation. And that's where the Wounded Officers Initiative comes in. And we've been trying to help these guys out for several years now. But really, it takes all of our help to help them out because, as I just said, the need is constantly, unfortunately, there. And this is a fun way to help them out. If you like to play golf or know someone who does, it's not too late to get into this for Saturday. And Mike's going to have all the details when he's here tomorrow. But it's at a beautiful golf course down in the Kissimmee area. And it is going to be, one of these, shotgun type things where everybody's having a lot of fun. And the teams play for a score, not individual scores. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, but mainly it's going to be for a great cause. And Mike will be there playing, and a number of his NFL friends will be there playing as well. And, of course, the Wounded Officers Initiative folks will be there. And if you can be there, we really would appreciate it, too. And if you'd like information, as I said, Mike will be on the show tomorrow night with all the information. Or in the meantime, you can call Jeff on the call line at 407-774-8255. And just give him your name and phone number, and we'll have Scott or Peter or one of the great folks at Wounded Officers Initiative contact you to set that up. And by the way, you can get a discount if you mention the American Adversaries. So please think about that. And as I said, if you like to play golf. All right, so the violence goes on in Philadelphia. As I said, this police officer was shot. And, of course, that's reminiscent of the police officer who was shot here recently when that lunatic held the children hostage and killed them all and killed himself. You got the violence that's going on in Chicago, and I jotted down the notes this morning. I've got here on my note sheet. This is my note sheet here. And I held it up for the camera. And I wrote here Chirac. That's C-H-I-R-A-Q, or Chirac, or I guess it's Chicago, so it would be Chirac. But anyway, that was the title of Spike Lee's movie, which didn't last very long. And he got scared of the reaction that he got about it. And so he ran and hid and never talked about it again. Now he's got something else he's doing. But anyway, Chirac was a movie he made about Chicago. And how it is more dangerous to live in Chicago than it is to live in Baghdad. Yes, Baghdad, Iraq. Hence the name Chirac or Chirac or however he pronounces it. And so I jotted the notes down this morning, 63/10, meaning over the weekend, the report this morning was 63 people had been shot just this past weekend, starting Friday evening. 63 people shot, 10 dead. And then as I'm driving to the studio this afternoon, I'm listening to Michael Medved, and he has the latest numbers. And it wasn't 63 shot, 10 dead. It was 71 shot, 11 dead. And one woman was found. It was a premeditated murder, appears to be. Most of the rest was just gang violence and people being caught up in the crossfire. And we reported last week about a march that they had in Chicago protesting this violence and asking for the president's help and asking that Rahm Emanuel be replaced, impeached. And unfortunately, there was probably, 200-300 people there. There should have been 20,000-30,000 people there. And they should get out and do it again. And that, you know, the mayor came out today and he said, you know, he gave the typical politicians, well, we got to work on the inner city and we got to have investment and they got to, you know, it's all about values and all this. And well, duh, but the black family's been destroyed in your liberal city. In your liberal stronghold, you have destroyed the black community. And this is the natural result. The gangs have taken over because there are no families. If you take a survey of gang members and ask them, why do you join a gang? The very first thing they say every damn time is they're looking for a family. So the liberals destroy the families. And then the young men, in order to somehow prove they're men, go out shooting one another and joining gangs to find a family. And the mayor says they need to focus on their values. Oh, my God. Oh, this is insanity. Yeah, the mayor needs to be impeached, and the president does need to step up, I will say, and do more. Now, supposedly, some federal agents had been sent in there last year to see what they could do about breaking up these gangs, but they need more drastic actions. I would start with a curfew. What's wrong with a curfew? In these neighborhoods where this is going on, you have a curfew. Anybody out after the curfew, if they're not over 18 or 21, then they have to go home with escort. If they don't have a home, you take them to jail or a juvenile hall or whatever. And if they do have an ID, stop and search. Stop and frisk. You know, this is nonsense. It demands an immediate action, immediate attention. And working on the values, is like working on a coal train, right? It's a joke. It's an insult to the people in that community. They need law and order. And you start by taking more aggressive police action in the community, more police presence in the community. And I guarantee you the leaders of that community, I do believe, would be fine with a curfew for people 18 and under to be home or somewhere between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. every day. And that young adults out after those hours, stop and frisk. That's your price, to be out late at night. And if you don't like it, tough. We got to put a stop to this. That's how you put a stop to it. And that's why nothing's being done. Because up to now, nobody's willing to put a stop to it. Well, until they do, you'll still see numbers like this. So, I guess, get used to it? No, we shouldn't. No, we shouldn't. And this is, it's an ongoing problem in Chicago, but it's a problem elsewhere as well because of the gang activity. And the president does have the right idea about going after MS-13 and other gangs. But more has to be done in a severe situation like this. The situation calls for a dramatic solution. And the only dramatic solution that will stop it is law and order. Law and order. That's the bottom line. We can't do without it. And by the way, it's a sanctuary city and all that stuff. And by the way, the Department of Justice announced this afternoon that an illegal, I think a fellow who had been deported, I'll pull the story up during the break, had been deported about 11 times himself. I'll pull the story up during the break. I may be getting this confused with a guy who raped and killed a woman. I think I am. Anyway, I'll get those stories sorted out and come back. But the Department of Justice announced today that a man managed to smuggle, I think it was seven Yemenis, into the United States across the southern border. Now, Yemenis, that's Y-E-M-E-N, Yemen, Yemenis, they come from over there by Saudi Arabia. And guess what? That's where the main remnant of Al-Qaeda is. Al-Qaeda. Yemenis. Smuggled in through the southern border. Because we don't have border security, we don't have a wall, and what we do have is a bunch of obstructionists and a bunch of crybabies and a bunch of people who don't understand that our country is under assault. But it can be dealt with if we focus our attention. In the meantime, I'll take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show, and I'll get that story sorted out for you. Please stay with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Orange County is on the rise, and we have an opportunity to build an even better future for our families. I'm Rob Panapinto, a proud husband and father, community leader and businessman running to be your next mayor. We must come together to build a stronger and more diverse economy with better paying jobs and protect the safety of our neighborhoods by fighting violent crime. Join me, and together, we'll build an even better Orange County.
Rob Panapinto for Orange County Mayor.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown started Princeton right now, and that continues through the downtown area. Doesn't clear up until after the Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and attractions areas. 408 east and westbound right now are clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. Highway 50 is still slow from Old Cheney Highway, even before that, right around 436 actually, and that continues till past 441 and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
The FBI, starring Christopher Ray and his band of Keystone Cops. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. Actually, I can't, I guess, lay this at the feet of Christopher Ray, because this goes back to the Comey days, but I'll get to that in a minute. So here's the story. I was wrong. The Justice Department didn't announce it today. They announced it last week. Funny that we're just now finding out about it, but Judicial Watch reported this a little while ago. I'll just read it. Federal authorities have arrested a Jordanian man, Moayad Haider Mohammed al-Dari, for illegally smuggling six citizens of Yemen, an al-Qaeda hotbed, into the United States via Mexico, according to a statement issued last week by the Department of Justice. And by the way, this guy is, he himself is not a resident or a citizen of the United States. He's a Jordanian who resides in Mexico, and I guess probably charges quite a bit of dinero in order to move them folks who are probably terrorists into the United States. Thanks a lot, Nancy Pelosi et al. All right. Meanwhile, the media is fixated over President Trump is Don Jr.'s meeting with the Russian lawyer et at Trump Towers. But we found out over the weekend, and all this is about either conspiring or colluding or trying to with the Russians. And as we've been talking about on this show for a year and a half now, as the president's been tweeting, especially so lately, there was some colluding going on,
but it wasn't between the Trump campaign and the Russians. It was between the Clinton campaign and the Russians. And it all has to do with the dossier. It's all right there very clearly in the dossier. And it's because the dossier tells us that the main sources for the information in the dossier were former Russian intelligence agents, that is, officials of the Russian government, very high up, very close to Vladimir Putin. And that was where the main information for the dossier was coming from. And lo and behold, that's what Hillary Clinton was paying for. And we now know that the FBI was paying for it as well. They made 10 payments over 11 months, starting in early 2016 and going to the end of 2017 when they finally cut him loose because he was double dipping and he was working with the media and he was doing stuff that they were telling him not to do from the beginning. And because when I say double dipping, because not only was he being paid by the FBI to get this information from the Russians, spelled R-U-S-S-I-A-N-S, to all the doofuses out there in the media. They paid for the information that he was getting from the Russians, as well as the Clintons were paying him for the information that he was getting from the Russians. And, of course, we know that this was the main reason to get the information or the FISA warrants on the Trump campaign to start the investigation into the Trump campaign. And I'm not talking about Papadopoulos or the other fella. I'm talking about the Trump campaign. That's when they were investigating the Trump campaign. They use these other guys as a route to get there along with the dossier. And all of this was being made possible by the Russians. And once again, the Russians were playing both ends against the middle. This is what they do. And the Democrats know this. They know it very well. But this is all just a, as the president puts it, a hoax, because they can't deal with his election victory any other way. They just can't do it. And it's to the detriment of the nation, and I do believe to the detriment of the Democratic Party. Time will tell. Time will tell. But time has a way of vindicating those who are on the side of the truth, which brings us to this enemy of the people business. And you had there Kellyanne Conway yesterday morning. No, journalists are not the enemy of the people. Well, that may very well be true, but I haven't seen a true journalist in decades. They sure in the heck don't reside up there in Washington, D.C. You can't call those people journalists. Not in any true sense of the word. They are all editorialists, just like us, which is okay if they would admit to it, like us. But no, why, they're all high and mighty. Why, they've had training yonder there to Columbia or American or Georgetown or wherever they got their journalism degree. Well, that degree ain't worth the paper it's written on, because they're still human beings at the end of the day. And it's quite clear that they cannot control their biases, just like Strzok and Page couldn't control their whatevers. So it's beautiful because this president just continues to bear down and rock on, and the United States is being made great again in the process. You feel it? I know I do. By the way, I got the book here, Dinesh D'Souza's movie. Had a pretty good opening weekend, but it's still out there. I hope you can see it if you haven't already. That's Death of a Nation. In the meantime, got to take a break. Once again, thanks for listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show and watching and listening on Facebook. That's right. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, where you can like us if you do, or tell us why if you don't, or tell us why if you do, or tell us whatever you want.
105.5 and AM 6. 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Brian France has taken a leave of absence as CEO of NASCAR following his arrest in New York's Hamptons on charges of DWI and criminal possession of oxycodone. He says that his indefinite leave will be used to focus on his personal affairs. NASCAR Vice Chairman and Executive VP Jim France assumed the role of interim chairman and CEO. Saudi Arabia has ordered the Canadian ambassador to leave the ultra-conservative kingdom after criticism of its arrest of activists. The Saudi Foreign Ministry also said it would freeze new trade between the kingdom and Canada. Some 10% of Canadian crude oil imports come from Saudi. Canadian officials did not immediately comment. President Trump signing an executive order to help free up federal funds in California to battle and help recover from disastrous wildfires. And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 40, NASDAQ up 48, S&P ending the day up 10. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
The Apopka Police Department was honored by the Federal Bureau of Investigations for catching the suspects that were getting ready to rob Iberia Bank. Apopka PD, along with Orange County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, worked for 2 weeks to catch the guys and were apprehended without incident. In the council meeting, three Iberia employees were also recognized. The Food Network's Guy Fieri opened a new chicken place in Disney Springs called Chicken Guy. It features chicken in all forms and fashion, as well as sauces on the menu. The location, however, is built mostly for carryout orders. The Rays suffered a sweep this weekend against the Chicago White Sox. They play three more games at home against Baltimore starting tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have the action for you live right here, brought to you by the Man Cave Warehouse, Porky's Real Pit Barbecue, and Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair. Remember, you can catch your favorite Answer programming at theanswerorlando.com in the Answer app. You have a high of 91, a low of 76, and your AccuWeather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown started Princeton right now, and that continues through the downtown area. Doesn't clear up until after the Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and attractions areas. 408 east and westbound right now are clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. Highway 50 is still slow from Old Cheney Highway, even before that, right around 436, actually. And that continues till past 441 and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
All right, and away we go. Thanks again for listening to our show, and you folks who are out there watching, appreciate that. And by the way, Janet sent me a message on Facebook saying she wishes the president would just fire Herr Mueller, Rosenstein, and Sessions. You and a lot of other people, Janet, you and a lot of other people. I'm afraid that wouldn't solve the problem, though. But it may come a point where the president has no other choice. We'll see. But at the time, this is not the right time, especially right prior to the midterm elections. Okay, so, however, the hoax, therefore, goes on. And it is the hoax with the most. You've heard of the hostess with the mostess? The hoax with the most, because they can just regurgitate certain parts of it all the time. You ever notice how the media takes like a week to focus on one story, or a couple of weeks, and then all there's focusing on them? But it's just the same stuff reworked over and over again. Byron York, by the way, wrote an article about this today. It came out today, and talking about how over the weekend the media was having this fit over the president's tweet about the Trump Tower meeting, and the president saying, we were told we were going to get something on the opposing campaign, and the president went on to elaborate, you know, this is what goes on in our politics, and guess what? It sure does. I mean, look what Hillary Clinton did. You know, I guess you can say at least the Trumps didn't pay the Russian anything for that time there. But the Clintons paid handsomely for the dossier. Now, they got a lot more mileage out of it, you might say, so they got a lot more for their efforts. But it is nothing more than a hoax, and it is Russian counterintelligence. These are Russian counterintelligence activities. As I said, the Russians are famous for playing both ends against the middle. And that's exactly what they've done here. And if you listen carefully, like last week, when Christopher Wray and Dan Coats and Bolton and the other ones were out there at the press briefing, they were all talking about how the Russians were not successful in getting into any of the mechanics of the electoral system. What they were successful, however, was buying ads on Facebook and having these fake Facebook pages or whatever they are, and sending out messages on Facebook. And having ads on Facebook. And once again, though, if you look at the nature of the ads, some of them were, you could say, favored Trump. Some of them favored Hillary Clinton, because what they were trying to do was just stir up trouble. You know, it's like we're a sort of a hornet's nest that can be turned in on itself. Right? I mean, our political activity, you know, we're stinging each other all the time, and yet they're trying to whip it up even more to the detriment of the nation. And so that's what they do. And so what they did was they reworked this, because it came out months ago, if not a year ago now, that Don Jr. had been told they were going to get some dirt on Hillary Clinton. Well, that was the nature of the story this weekend. That was what all, going to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. This is collusion. Now it's not collusion anymore. It is conspiracy. Because, see, the president's right. And Rudy Giuliani were right, as they were telling everybody last week. Collusion is not a crime. As a matter of fact, you will not find the word collusion in the federal statute books. And so now now we got to regurgitate the stories and relabel them not as collusion, but as conspiracy. And as Georgie Porgy Stephanopoulos put it, a conspiracy to defraud the U.S. Defraud the U.S. Let's think about that a minute. Because we're talking about a presidential election, right? Nobody ever defrauds anybody in an election, right? Do you see what comes in your post box, your mailbox every day from the post office? We see nothing but defrauding going on. You watching and listening to these ads on television? We see nothing but defrauding going on. And this is the nature of elections. The Democrats have been so very good at it for so very long. That's how they get elected. You know, they don't cheat per se, but they just defraud us. In essence, they lie to us. Now look what they've done to the black community. Look at Chicago, Chirac. That is the result of liberal policies. That is the result of a gun-free city, as close as they could get to it. That is the result of, let's see, since the 60s till now, that's, 60 years going on of liberal policies? And look what it's done for the black community. Destroyed it, for the most part. They're all caught up in that. And then they get all caught up in this enemy of the people business. And I went over this some last night, but I'll go over it again. And by the way, Kellyanne Conway, as I said, you know, the journalists aren't the enemy of the people. Well, okay, yeah, I'll go along with that. But show me a journalist. Because sure ain't, they aren't in the press briefing most days unless they're the ones who don't get called on, I guess, or don't impose their will. But the president is right that, as he puts it, the fake news is the enemy of the people. And that's the way he puts it. He doesn't say the press is the enemy of the people. He said the fake news media is the enemy of the people. And he's absolutely right. Because fake news is false news. And that means they're perpetrating rumor, innuendo, out-and-out hoaxes, all for their own political end. And that is poison for the people, because it makes it much more difficult to discern the real truth. Fortunately, there are ways to do it, and we like to think that we participate in that process, but it is a joint effort, and the more everybody tries to be accurate, the better we all are off. But the problem is, they don't have any interest in being accurate. What they have an interest in is getting rid of Trump and belittling the rest of us. And they're laying in more thickly with that. This old Rick Schmidt, I think is his name, rhymes with you know what. And he's been out there. Matter of fact, he was speaking so foully himself this morning on MSNBC, they had to dump it. You know, I was watching, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hear anything. And I'm going, I didn't hit the mute button. So I flipped over to CNBC, and sure enough, they were talking, and I could hear. So I flip it back, and still nothing. And then finally, a few seconds later, they go back, and they go, oh, I'm glad we got a delay here. I hope they hit the button in there. And he was talking about us. He was talking about us. And when I say us, I mean those who voted for President Trump. And they couldn't even put it on MSNBC. That's how foul-mouthed it was. And he was sitting back all smiling and holding his head up proud and holding his shoulders back. And they were laughing and patting him on the back. And, oh, he was doing such a magnificent job tearing down tens of millions of people in this country. That is the enemy of the people. That is exactly the enemy of the people. Because the buffoon is trying to turn us on each other. Purposefully. You think he's talking to a lot of people like he was talking about? He was talking to the people who watch that station religiously because they believe that BS. And they want it, just like you folks want to listen to this show. And that's fine. As long as the people who are putting together the shows are more intent on getting the truth out than their political agendas. But it's the other way around. And that is poison to our process. And the Russians play it just like a fiddle. They love it. It was Vladimir Lenin, not Putin, but Vladimir Lenin. I don't know, maybe he is named after him. But Vladimir Lenin, who said that it is the media, the intellectuals, the academics, and the young, starry-eyed ideologues who are the useful idiots. These are the useful idiots that you use to cause revolution so that you can get yourself into power. And that lesson not being lost on the Democrats, that's the kind of politics they practice. And it's the meanest, it's the filthiest, it's the hard-knucklest, it's the bruisingest, it's the most radical, it is the most cutthroat form of politics that there is. But that's how they do it. So we have to be prepared for that and not respond like they would respond, but to be smarter than them and try to bring them over to our side. And I called on the power of prayer last night. We called on that around here a lot, and perhaps we should call on it more. You know, we all prayed really hard to get President Trump elected. Are we praying as hard now for his success, for his protection, and that our country be reunited, at least in some way? It'll never be totally united. That's just not the nature of human beings. But we could certainly be getting together, along together a whole lot better. And old Charlie Kirk and I'll pull up her name here. They were confronted this morning in a restaurant and had stuff thrown on them and screamed in their faces. And the people had megaphones or bullhorns. So I don't know if people are starting to stock these in the back room of restaurants. So that in case some famous conservative or Republican comes in, they can give them an earful with a, you know, amplified. Charlie Kirk and Lori Hendry. But they, you know, they handled it dignified. And we're not all going to encounter that sort of thing, thank heavens, and hopefully not anyway. But in the meantime, we can be praying that God and his hosts of angels intervene and help us, because what they're doing in the media now is purposefully meant to poison our society. They are purposely poisoning our relationships with one another. And we've all seen it. We've all seen it. We all know people in our family, our friends, our workplaces. Better not talk to them about politics anymore. And it is being fed. It is being nurtured. I can't say it was started, but it certainly has been inflamed by flaming idiots like this Rick Schmidt guy and others like him. This is not right. This is not, well, let's just say the Russians are tickled to death because the useful idiots have been more useful than ever. All right, let's take a break, come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Got some other stuff to talk about as well. The Iran sanctions are back on as of midnight tonight. And how about this Sarah Yong person? Did you see what happened to Candace Owens when she retweeted Sarah Yong's tweets with a twist? I'll tell you what it is when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy
and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown start at Princeton right now, and that continues through the downtown area. Doesn't clear up until after the Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and attractions areas. 408 east and westbound right now are clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. Highway 50 is still slow from Old Cheney Highway, even before that, right around 436, actually. And that continues till past 441 and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it's all so unbelievable. All right, the Iran sanctions are back on. We'll get to Sarah Yong in a few minutes, but want to give an update because Nostradamus
open wide
has entered the studio.
Say
along with Aubrey Kahn.
So how's the family?
Good evening.
All right.
All right,
he's going to give us an update on the Paul Manafort trial, which is still going on at this hour, it appears.
Sure is. In fact, today's testimony did not begin until 1 o'clock because on Mondays in Washington, D.C., no one wakes up until around 10 a.m.
Well, I think this is actually in Virginia, but close enough.
Whatever. We're talking D.C. mindset.
Okay.
And the long weekend goes till very, very late in the morning on Monday.
Yes, so. Well, you know, the federal prosecutors had to review the president's tweet.
Tweets. Figure out what they were going to focus on.
Right.
Well, Cindy LaPorta was being cross-examined earlier in the day,
She was an accountant.
Right. And she had what's called a use immunity order, meaning she is not going to be prosecuted for anything she says in court or any of the documents she handed over to special counsel.
So she can lie under oath and get away with it.
She could. But, you know, basically she cut a deal in order to...
Well, if she lies under oath and they prove it, I don't know. We'll have to ask our next guest, perhaps. But I think she could be still convicted of perjury. The presumption here is she's going to be telling things that would under other circumstances would incriminate herself. Because she was evidently the CPA, the accountant who was handling a lot of the bookwork as they were filing tax returns and things of that nature.
Okay. Now, at 1 o'clock there, it appeared apparent that they were going to call Rick Gates to testify today. The prosecutors brought in a whole bunch of boxes into the courtroom, and two of them had in big letters on the side, Gates! So you kind of knew it was going to be happening.
Right.
And, of course, Gates was Manafort's partner. He did not work for Manafort. He worked with Manafort. So each one now is blaming the other.
Right.
For being the instigator of what they're being accused of.
And right, real quick, if I'm not mistaken, I heard last week that the accountant was saying that she was receiving most, if not all, of the instructions from Gates.
Okay. Now, Gates did finally take the stand at about 4:15, And I have a very little bit about what he said because he's still there. He's still talking. So we're getting little dribs and drabs. There's no live coverage anywhere.
Right.
The judge
no cameras
did not
in a
want
federal,
that.
No.
Not even any tweeting.
No cameras in a federal court.
So you're going to have to leave, get outside the courtroom, and then post whatever it is you're going to
post. And
that's
what some of the news agencies are doing. They're like rotating their reporters
right.
in and out.
They're tag teaming.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
Gates did admit at the very beginning under question that he committed crimes with Manafort, he says. He testified that he and Manafort had 15 foreign bank accounts that they did not report to the U.S. government and that he knew that was illegal. Gates was quoted as saying, Mr. Manafort requested I make wire transfers from the foreign accounts. At Mr. Manafort's request, we did not disclose these foreign accounts. So it's he said, and that's what he said.
All right. All right. That's the Paul Manafort trial. Once again, we're monitoring this. And supposedly, the prosecution intends to wrap its case up in days, not weeks.
The judge said he doesn't think it will need to go longer than 3 weeks total, and it's already taken most of last week. He would like to wrap it up in two, so he'd really like to be done by the end of this week.
All right. And once again, we'll keep an eye on that, and we look forward to talking again with Sidney Powell about the case. Okay. So, meanwhile, as I said, the media and the investigation continues to go on and focus on rehashing old things over and over again. And so we'll see how it goes. Osama bin Laden's mother has spoken out and says that he was a good boy.
Osama bin Mama?
That's right. Osama Mama.
Osama Mama.
Osama Mama. And that he was a good boy. He loved her a lot, but that somewhere along the way he got far away from her.
How would he know whether it was her or not if she was covered by a book?
Well, presumably there are maternal instincts that can yet not be overcome by the burqa. But it's interesting that comes out at a time when the Justice Department just announced that a Jordanian managed to smuggle six Yemenis, which is where al-Qaeda is mainly headquartered now, into the United States through the southern border. And, of course, the media is all wired about him trying to build a wall. And so the beat goes on. You might say the beat goes on. And then there is Sarah. Is it pronounced Yong or Jong?
Yeah, it's Yong.
Yong.
Like comedian Ken Yong.
Okay.
Except she's not that funny.
No. But she's now on the editorial board of the New York Times.
Yeah, Sarah Yong is known for her over-the-top extreme tweets that she terms satirical. And I guess that's what the storyline is when someone on the left says something that's just ridiculous. They say, you guys, it's satire. You guys have no sense of satire or of humor. I wasn't serious. Whereas when someone on the right does something right. on Twitter, well, they're immediately crucified.
And that guy, just the producer or whatever from the Guardians of the Galaxy, just used that excuse.
Right. He may be coming back, they say. He's in talks right now with Disney to because the entire cast of Guardians has come to his defense.
Did the entire cast of the Roseanne show come to Roseanne's defense?
No.
Ah, okay. Never mind. Go back to the story.
No. Okay, anyway, Sarah Yong is now not only an over-the-top tweeter, she is also a part of the New York Times editorial board.
Right.
She is, she once tweeted that it was kind of sick how much joy she got from being cruel to old white men, and that it was her overall plan for white people to go extinct. Well, of course, she's not serious about that. She's just
kidding.
Being silly. And of all people, Kevin Williamson, who was fired from The Atlantic for wrestling with the logical implications of his views on abortion on Twitter,
right.
is standing up for Yong. He's trying to be consistent, and he's saying that the Times should resist the campaign to have her dismissed. But, of course, he would have liked to stay with The Atlantic for the very same reasons.
I wonder if he is willing to stand up for Candace Owens. Here's what Candace Owens did over the weekend. She retweeted these same tweets, except she replaced, like, white men with
black men.
Or Jewish men.
Right.
and Twitter suspended her for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter has never suspended Sarah Yong.
Oh, no.
Never, you know, put her in the penalty box or anything like that.
Nope, no harm, no foul.
But Candace Owens, it didn't take not even a day, and she was suspended.
No double standard there.
Nah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a candidate for judge, and he is running in Seminole County. So you folks in Seminole County, perk up and listen up. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Are you ready to go? Because we got a big hour lined up for you. Thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. That's right. We're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer in the Relax and Comfort Studios, which you can see for yourself on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And you're going to see a whole crowd of us in there now. Let me introduce everybody. Nostra Dennis is still in the studio.
Still.
They
haven't kicked me out yet.
No. Well, he kicked himself out. Aubrey Kahn is now on the bridge with Jeff Sinis. And in the studio, we now have with us a candidate for the which district is this?
It's county court. So
it's county court. Okay.
Right. They're in groups. I'm group two.
Okay.
But it's for the entire county. So no districts really.
All right. Well, we're going to get into all of that with Wayne Culver. Yeah, Wayne, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. And then if you'll swing that mic around over there a little bit, because we've got an old friend in the studio with us today. You know what I mean by old friend. He's not old. He's been a friend of ours for a long time. And I still got that Liberty Bell you brought me back from Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. Oh.
That's Jeff Dowdy.
Well, thank
always
you so
great
much.
To see you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's wonderful to see all you guys. Nostra Dennis, it's great to see you. Yeah, I brought a special friend with me today. Wayne Culver. He's running for Seminole County Judge, and we'll get a lot to talk to him about.
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe you guys could pull that microphone over there a little bit more. But we also have in the studio with us today Dan Magaro. Is that right?
Magaro.
Dan Magaro.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And did we get that microphone on? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I see what's going on here. I got it, Jeff. Okay. We got the wrong microphone plugged in. Put that red one in there for us there, and then we'll get Dan's.
Thing here. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Try that now, Dan.
All right, it's Magaro, but thank you for having me. I'm an avid listener.
All right, and Dan is part of Wayne's campaign.
Yes, sir.
All right, and by the way, you can call us if you have any questions for Wayne Culver. The phone number is 407-774-8255. The big news out of the Manafort case today is Rick Gates did testify that he and Paul Manafort knowingly broke the law. So once again, we're monitoring that case, and the testimony evidently is still going on. So let's get to this candidate here.
Yes, sir.
Wayne Culver, you're running for judge, and you're not a judge, but you're running against an incumbent.
I am, and that's always a tough thing to do because, you know, judges and candidates for judge are very limited in what they can say, and positions or policies, you really don't talk about those types of things. So the main thing, why I'm running is I've lived in Seminole County since 77, and I'm a fourth-generation Floridian, and this community means everything to me. And the Judge Krause, she's serving her first term.
This is the incumbent.
Yes, sir. She's been fined, reprimanded, and suspended in her first term.
Yeah, she's made the headlines quite a bit since she's been a judge. Now, let's back up a second. You're practicing law now, I take it?
I do. I work at the Public Defender's Office with Mr. Dowdy here, is my boss. And I represent clients that are charged with felonies. I'm on the circuit. I'm the circuit level right now. So there's the county court where misdemeanor crimes, and then we have circuit court for felonies up all the way up to capital cases.
And you're running for the county court.
County court. That's crimes that are misdemeanors. That means punishable by less than a year in the county jail. And for disputes, if it's civil, there's one civil group, which she's in there now. She's in the civil division right now.
I see.
And it's for anything under $15,000 in dispute, small claims, which is $5,000 and less or less. And that's small claims is different because the rules are simplified. So if you had you wanted to sue somebody for less than $5,000, the forms and everything are very simple for you to fill out. And you would come in basically as your own prosecutor in the case in order to try to, you know, get a settlement. So it's the people's court. If you get a ticket, things like that, that judge is going to interact with citizens who are pro se or represent themselves much more often than a circuit court judge.
Now, Dennis, you live in Seminole County, right?
Sure do, yeah. In fact, my wife just got jury duty. I was telling Jeff
about that.
She'll be out there in about a month.
Good for her.
Yes. Yeah. She's looking forward to it.
She'll enjoy it.
I'll be sure to keep her on my trial next time.
There you go. So can Dennis vote for you? Can anybody in Seminole County vote for you?
Anyone in Seminole County. It's a nonpartisan race. So if you're non-party affiliated,
it's going to be coming up on the 28th.
Oh, you can do
3 weeks from tomorrow, folks.
Right, and for the first a week before that, you can vote early at the libraries and the supervisor elections.
And it's not R&D. There's no Republican in the race, Democrat in the race.
No,
everyone gets.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You have to speak into the mic.
Everyone gets to vote. Non-PA, Democrats, Republicans, whoever.
Right. So this is not a closed primary type thing. And you will not see an R or a D next to their names.
No, none of them. And the main thing is for people who are independent or non-party affiliated, a lot of times they'll stay away from primaries because they're not affiliated with a party. So it's really important if you want to get your voice out, you can vote in a primary. It's just for one of the judges, essentially, and for the Soil and Water Commission people, things of that nature that are non-party affiliated.
And your voice will be heard so much more in a primary like that when a lot of people are going to stay home and are not going to come out.
Correct. And the super voters count the most because they vote in every single election. And so there's about 40,000 super voters in Seminole County, whereas there's many hundred thousand. There's, trying to think how many, like 300,000 registered voters overall, either non-party or whatever. So in primaries like this, really a lot of times about 30 or 40,000 people decide the election. If I would get a majority vote, 51%, it's over. I don't have to do a runoff. So whoever wins the majority in a primary for a judicial candidate, that's it. So if you want your voice to be heard, you should get out and vote early.
Jeff, let me ask you, you're his boss. Does he have the temperament to be a judge? Obviously, you feel pretty good about it.
He's one of my best attorneys. I've known Wayne for 20 years. And, you know, prior to being at our office, he was also a prosecutor. for the 18th Circuit. He prosecuted thousands of cases.
So he's seen it from both sides.
He's seen it from both sides. And on top of that, he's been in the middle because he's been in private practice. And he's worked on civil cases, guardianship, probate, a lot of property. He's well-balanced. He's a family man. I've known him for, like I said, 20 years. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I think he'd make a great county judge.
You think he'd make a good judge?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mr. McGarro, I think you can attest to that.
Absolutely. I've watched Wayne represent people over the 10-plus years I've known him. And it takes this person who has compassion for another human being to recognize that a defendant or someone with a problem in a court has rights and that those are people with feelings and they're with families. So you have to have the compassion to understand and to protect individual rights of a person,
right,
paramount over everything else, because that's ultimately what makes our country fair. And Wayne has demonstrated the ability to be fair. And that's really all you want from a judge is fairness and to do it the right way, play by the rules and follow the law.
Yeah, I think we see that being played out right now in a Supreme Court nominee and you know, in the same sort of issues. People just want fairness. They want
experience.
They want the justices and judges that will just follow the law and not make it up as they go along. And we're talking about Wayne Culver. He's running for county judge in Seminole County, and everybody in Seminole County can vote for him.
And I've learned from our hobnob, I'm not allowed to ask you, what do you think of Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, I can't speak for him, but the process of nominating someone and then having them confirmed by the Senate is vastly different than what the founding generation, as they're called now, the framers of the Constitution, founding fathers, envisioned. You were supposed to go there, and they were supposed to confirm you based on whether or not, you know, you went to law school or you had the background, the education. Now, our law schools now are structured differently than
that. You had the qualifications to practice law and be a judge.
Correct. So that was the protection we had for people, that we got people in there who are qualified. Now it's some kind of like political test where they're going to ask you about abortion, they're going to ask you about gun rights, they're going to ask you about all these different things, and if they don't hear what they want based on their party, then it gets out of control, and that's just not what we wanted it to be in the beginning. We wanted the people to be able to listen to the person's qualifications, how long the guy had been on the bench, things like that. And I think we've gotten away from that. So
now nominees kind of have to have a Rorschach test, a vocal Rorschach test, and go down the middle so that no matter what side you're on, you might hear it and say, oh, okay, that sounds good to me.
Right.
We're speaking with Wayne Culver. He's running for county judge in Seminole County. His website is culverforjudge.com. You spell Culver, C-U-L-V-E-R, culverforjudge.com. And I see you have a young family here. I take it you intend to be in Seminole County for a long time, huh?
Yep. Those fifth-generation Floridians are going to be here for a long time. We moved to Wakaiva so they could go to Wakaiva Elementary School like my wife did, and to go to Teague Middle School like my wife did.
And they like to eat at Cafe Positano like we do.
That's right. That's right. Or at Culver's restaurants. There's a Culver's restaurant in no relation.
Okay.
I've shown them my ID. They will not give me a free hamburger, no matter how hard I try.
And but well, living in Seminole County shows that he understands the community and can take care of the people who he's elected to serve. And him being a lifelong Central Florida resident, specifically primarily in Seminole County, gives him that ability to relate to people on a personal level, not just some outsider that's coming in and taking up votes and getting elected. And so I think that's what differentiates Mr. Culver versus the other people, is that he has, number one, the experience and the understanding to follow the law, not make up his own stuff, but as the law is written, that's what Tallahassee instructs everyone to do, and we all have to follow it.
And as a defense attorney, you'd be amazed that if you just hold the judge, the prosecutor, and law enforcement to the rules, you can defend your client. It's not a moral thing. It's not an ethical dilemma. You just go by the rules, and you see things happen all the time where that should not have been a result. And it's so tough to see people get kind of ground up in the system, where if you have somebody with you that just knows the rules. It's like playing Monopoly. You ever play a Monopoly with a guy that actually knows the rules?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
annoying because yeah. they'll point out that you can't do half the stuff you're doing.
And you never win.
You never win. The game goes on for like 16 weeks.
Exactly.
So it's one of those things that in order to defend someone and get them through the system, I tell them all the time, I say, look, you're new to the forest. I live in the forest. I'm going to tell you where to go, what to do, what to look out for. And a lot of clients, you know, they sit there with their parents, and for now, I'm saying the same thing that the parents had been saying for years, and now they're in trouble. And now the realization is, you know, I should have been listening to my parents for the past couple of years, and I wouldn't be in this position.
Let's talk a moment about your opponent, because she has run into quite a bit of ethical situations here. Is that how you describe it? I see she was publicly reprimanded by the Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission. What was that all about?
Well, they went up to the JQC. She had some issues, of course, with her first thing was party affiliation. She actually went to a hobnob that was a Republican hobnob. And that was probably just a mistake. And so she paid for a table, and she got on the radar for the JQC when she was elected.
Right.
The other issues were that she received money through her husband's company, his law firm, that was about $82,000.
Right.
When the maximum was $500.
Oh, that's close.
Well,
oh, no, wait,
yeah,
that's not close at all.
My wife's an accountant. That's just you just move the decimal, and you know it's all fuzzy math. But so she got in trouble for that. And then when her husband ran, she made comments on Facebook about his opponent.
Yeah.
And that's when she got the reprimand. She had to drive to Tallahassee, and they suspended her for 30 days.
And I think what this does is it goes to the character of the person sitting on the bench.
Well, first of all, you got to know the rules. And then you have to follow the rules. Because if the judge is not following the rules, then why should anybody else follow the rules? They're there. They're the voice of the law. They're there to tell you, this is what you got wrong, and here's your punishment. And if we don't have that, then we have people out in the streets throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails, and you know, we don't want that. We don't want this to be Oregon.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we see and we talk about it on the show oftentimes about the things that are happening in the swamp, as we call it, Washington, D.C., that are undermining the credibility of our judicial system. And it can happen right here in Central Florida, too, with actions like this. This makes people question the fairness of the system.
And everybody knows that the judiciary is the third branch of government. And it's just as important as the last two. And everybody knows that the United States and Florida Supreme Court have the final word on an issue. So if it's in Florida, the Florida Supreme Court's going to address it, and hopefully, ultimately, whether the U.S. Supreme Court.
But in a lot of ways, too, the judiciary is the most accessible if you actually have a grievance.
That's right.
Because anybody can go into a court and file a grievance if they have actually been harmed in some fashion.
And it's all recorded for a reason, to keep everything in the up and up. Nobody likes shenanigans at the last minute. That's what separates us from other countries that don't respect people's rights.
And that's why it is so very imperative that we have fair people in the system. And as judges, as lawyers, as prosecutors, the whole thing, investigators. So, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, once again, Wayne Culver for judge, and he's going to stay with us a few more minutes, and his website is culverforjudge.com. That's Culver with a C, culverforjudge.com, and anybody in Seminole County can and should vote for this man. We'll take a break and come right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3. Orange County's growth is at an all-time high. Jobs are at an all-time high. Tourism is at record levels. But challenges and hurdles lie ahead. Now is the time more than ever to have a qualified businessman to help lead Orange County to even greater things in the next decade for us, our children, and grandchildren. I would appreciate your support. Please find me at BobbyLance.com. I am Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3, and I approve this message.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdown's picking up starting at 434, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until after the Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and attractions areas right now. Your 408 westbound traffic is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is still fairly clear right now. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm in here with some sharp-dressed men. I'm
Thank
wearing
you.
My work shorts.
You're not talking about me.
I forgot my pants today.
Are you watching Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Pants are optional.
Yes, there you go. All right, so we're here today with Wayne Culver, along with Jeff Dowdy and Dan Magaro. And Wayne is running for county judge of Seminole County. And by the way, I just got this during the break, Wayne. You got one vote anyway from Bruce.
All right.
He says, please tell Mr. Culver he has my vote.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Counting on you.
You earn them one at a time.
You know, and we get a lot of inquiries from our listeners about judges.
Because there's so little publicly printed about what each judge has to say and what their points of view of the law are.
Right.
I get calls every single election from my parents, and they're like, all right, which one of these guys are we voting for? You know, do we keep these people? What's going on? And people just don't know, and they rely on lawyers a lot of times or family members to tell them who to vote for. And so it's sad in a way, but it's impossible for everyone to know who to vote for in this type of election. It's just impossible. So without party affiliation, the only way I can really do this is to get my voice out and tell people who I am so they can get to know me a little bit and feel comfortable with the decision that they make.
And I see here from your flyer that you want to restore faith and confidence in the judicial system. We were just talking about that. You want to uphold the integrity and the independence of the judiciary. I think that all kind of goes hand in hand. And you want to perform the duties of the office impartially and diligently. And I see you have quite a bit of experience. As a matter of fact, you have experience in just about anything that will come before you as a case, do you not?
And more so. When I ran my own practice, we kind of joked we were called threshold lawyers. If you stepped over my threshold, I would be your lawyer. And when you start out, you kind of have to do that. But I was doing bankruptcies. I did family law. I, of course, did criminal defense because I was a prosecutor and I left and went to private practice. And I actually did real estate as well. I was a real estate attorney in Massachusetts briefly before I came back home to Florida. And so we did all those things. And they all kind of built on each other. And it was great to do that, but I was on the conflict registry, which, in other words, I would take cases as if I were a public defender when I was in private practice. So I would take these cases where people couldn't afford to hire their own attorney, and they were usually very interesting cases. They could be like robberies and things of that nature. And those cases went to trial, which is the most fun you can have as a lawyer, is going to trial. And so I kept on finding myself gravitating more to that. And towards the end, I decided, you know, I want to work at the public defender's office so I can just do that, not have to run a business. I had just gotten married and I knew we were going to have a family. So I didn't want to spend every night until like 9 o'clock at night at the office. I wanted to spend it with my family. And so I took the job there 9 years ago, and I've just been thrilled ever since. It's wonderful.
Dan, you want to say something?
Yeah. I mean, the difference between when I've been practicing law for a number of years and you go before a judge who's going to make very important decisions on your case. If you're a defendant, you're a part of the action. You need someone with experience, someone who has seen it, been there, done that, made the mistake somewhere else, and you can't have judges on the job training. I mean, this isn't line chef. You know, you have to be able to run the whole kitchen, and from soup, from everything else that follows out the door, keeping people honest, keeping people accountable, and having the benefit of experience that there is no substitute for. And I feel in this particular situation, out of the two people, Mr. Culver clearly has demonstrated that experience.
All right, that is Wayne Culver for Seminole County Judge. Everybody in Seminole County, please vote for him. That's Culver with a C, culverforjudge.com, culverforjudge.com. Good luck, Wayne.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
105.5 and AM 6- 105.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The U.S.-backed fight against Yemen's Shiite rebels has benefited al-Qaeda's branch in that country. Its militants are battling alongside and even within units financed and armed by the Saudi-led coalition fighting those rebels. The group says the battlegrounds have been recruiting a bonanza, have been a recruiting bonanza, that is. Moreover, al-Qaeda was allowed to pull out of multiple strongholds it held in Yemen, taking with it cash and weapons under secret deals with the coalition. That's according to an AP investigation. Major tech companies, including Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and Spotify, are banning right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones from their services. The move reflects a more aggressive enforcement of policies against hate speech following protests on social media, but conservatives have denounced the move as censorship. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 40 to 25,502, NASDAQ up 48, S&P up 10. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And we're back. Thanks again for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Rays are off tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow night.
Hopefully they need a day off, man.
After this weekend.
They got swept by one of the worst teams in baseball.
And by one run each game.
Yeah. Like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, that, of course, is Nostradamus. Aubrey Kahn is now back in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. We are in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And don't forget, now tomorrow night is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And, of course, that is presented by Sutherland Nissan. So if you're in the need of a new ride, check them out there at Sutherland Nissan. That's East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. They've got great automobiles out there, brand new Titan trucks. They got, what is that you drive, the Rogue?
Rogue, yeah.
You're a Rogue, so it fits you all right.
Oh, thank you very much, and, as Elvis would say.
Yeah, and when you head out there, please tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out those Titan trucks and things. And U.S. Marine and his folks out there really work hard to give people the best deal on any of their vehicles. That's OrlandoNissan.com, OrlandoNissan.com.
Okay, it is that time to go to Dino Rentos, our cryptology man, our cryptocurrency man, who's joining us live now from his laboratory, that is Dino Rentos Studios. Hey, Dino, how you doing tonight?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you been?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was connected up. It's good to see you guys there. Well, you had a full packed house in there today, huh?
Yeah, you were watching on Facebook?
I always watch you guys on Facebook. Well, in between, you know, I'm building a giant 7-foot baseball for Dick's Sporting Goods. So that's been kind of keeping me busy and the team here, and we got all sorts of other projects going on for people for events and theming and window displays for all the retailers. Oh, boy.
It's a 7-foot. Now, this is, I take it, going to be accurate with the stitches and all in it and everything, a baseball, you said.
Yeah, giant baseball. It's pretty cool.
And, American League or
and
National?
We're making some Hershey Kisses for Hershey's.
Is that going to be an American League or National League baseball?
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know that. It's above my pay grade.
All right. Anyway, they can make anything, as you just heard, over at Dino Rento Studios. And by the way, if you wanted a 7-millimeter baseball, they could make one of those for you over there, too.
I was going to say something about bulls, but I won't.
Okay, you better not. All right, so since we talked last, Bitcoin had a pretty nice little bump. What happened?
Yeah, so let me start off with, obviously it's not financial advice. I'm not a financial planner. I'm just trying to educate people so they can be smarter, and if they decide to look into this, that they can educate themselves first before doing anything. So, last week, Bitcoin was hovering around that $7,000 mark. It bumped up to $8,200 because everybody was all excited about the ETFs. And, that we still have some time, but the first one came through and it was denied. And so we're back down to $6,900 right now.
Let me real quick jump in. What he means when he says ETFs, these are electronically traded funds. They trade on the stock market just like a stock would. You can buy, I think there are ETFs for every industry. There's an ETF for the oil industry. There's the ETF that trades on the price of oil. There's an ETF that trades on the price of gold. There's an ETF that trades on the price of silica chip makers. There's ETF on every. All God's children have ETFs. And so the cryptocurrency market and the bankers and others who are going to be and who are already dealing in these want to set up ETFs, so to make it easier, correct me if I'm wrong here, Dino, easier for people to wade in and out of investing in these things.
Right. They could buy a fund, and the fund would be made up of multiple coins. And this is actually the one that came to the SEC and that they voted on was from the Winklevoss twins, the guys who beat up the Facebook guy, sued him at that point. They took all their money and they invested it into Bitcoin when it was really cheap. So they have tons of money, and they actually started an exchange called Gemini. And they tried to create an ETF for the common guy, and that one got denied. Now there's four other ETFs coming up, and some of them will be voted on in September, but those are going to be minimum investment of $100,000. So it's for the accredited investor.
Yeah. that word that phrase accredited investor was it's a financial term that was made more common by the Dodd-Frank bank law, because what it did was it made investment companies have to make sure that their investors were, as they put it, accredited. In other words, had enough money to invest, basically, and were able to lose money should the situation occur.
Right. They had to show that they have $1 million in assets or make over $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
And then you became an accredited investor, meaning that basically letting the rich basically handle it because they could, quote, afford to make a loss.
Right. And what that did was ace out a lot of smaller investors from opportunities that they weren't allowed to invest in because they didn't have enough money.
And that's the whole reason why Bitcoin was made to begin with, so that anybody could do whatever they wanted when they wanted.
it's going to be an eventuality. It's not if, but when these ETFs are approved, you think?
Exactly. And as you all know, everybody, as soon as it starts hitting the 10,000, 12,000, 15, it's on the news. Everybody starts getting all excited, and then they end up buying when it's high. Because at that point you have a peak, it's only going to go down, and so you don't want to be purchasing when everybody's all excited. You want to be evaluating now and understanding it now, so that you're one of the people that gets the gain.
Yeah,
not the guy buying at the top.
As McBath puts it, when it's bad, it's good. In other words, when nobody wants it, that's when you might want to think about taking a little bit of it. And now you have some videos, don't you? People can go and watch.
Yeah, I actually have a YouTube channel. It's called Digit Spin Crypto. It's on YouTube, and we follow a few coins. I give some ideas and information for people to evaluate and to use their brain power and add to it and decide what they'd like to do, but. There's a lot of good information out on YouTube, but you have to seriously look at what you're doing. You don't want to be following the eight ball around where, oh, that's nice and shiny, and everybody runs over there and buys that, and the price goes up, and then everybody leaves, and then they all run over to this coin. So it happens quite often.
Yeah, this is speculative, and in a speculative market, people are they're chasing things all over the place. The thing is, you don't want to be chasing; you want to be selecting.
Exactly.
You want to be selective, and that's where being educated about what's going on and what's out there comes into play. Now, you said that there are various exchanges out there. What for somebody who's wants to maybe dabble in this, what would be the exchange you would recommend, or what should they look for in an exchange?
Mm-hmm. So obviously you want to find an exchange that has enough volume of customers. Obviously, the more people that use it, the better chance you have of being able to purchase or sell the product when the time comes. And it's a lot easier to sell if there's a million people using it than if there's just 1,000 people using it. So that's one of the things you want to look into when you're purchasing on an exchange. And, of course, having an exchange that has a lot of different alternate coins. As you start to get into the basics, and like I said, most people start with Coinbase and kind of buy what's available there, and then they find out by researching on YouTube, hey, there's another 1,200 coins that I can look into, each one doing something different. And maybe you want to put your dollars into some of those. Because what happens is, the guys who got in early, they were able to buy bags of these Bitcoins. And now they're sitting on, tons of returns because they were able to buy them so cheap. And they've expanded. So, 100 times or what have you. Buying it now, you're never going to get 100 times because it's just too great of a number. But with some of these alternative coins, you can buy them at a penny still and you're going to have to wait years. But there's a good possibility some of them will give you that return and gain more than normal.
And in a speculative thing like this, what you might do is say, and I'm not suggesting that people do this, this is just, would be one tactic, is that you select, be very selective about, say, half a dozen or eight or ten, and put $100 on each one. And if all but one of them go sour, that's okay because that one will make you that money back many times over. And so it is, there are distinct opportunities out there, I do believe. The question is finding them. And
exactly.
Then that's where we're trying to help people out.
Get rich fast. They think you're up $100, and next month it's going to be worth $100,000. And you know, it took 8-9 years for Bitcoin to get where it is today. So
right. Yeah, remember that guy? Somebody used Bitcoin to buy a pizza with. Do you remember that story?
No, I don't.
Oh yeah, You remember this, don't you, Dino? The guy bought a pizza or something with a Bitcoin, and that at the time it was worth
$5,
something like that. And at the time the story broke, it was worth over $10,000. So
People were collecting these bitcoins and they were mining them. So you couldn't purchase them. There's no place to buy them from. So you would mine them and earn them. And they collected a whole bunch, but nobody was doing anything with them. And so a guy got online and he said, "Hey, I will give 10,000 bitcoins to anybody that sends me 2 pizzas.
That's right. That's what it was.
And
yeah.
So it took about 2 months, and finally some guy in another country says, "I will send you 2 pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins." And the guy sent the pizzas, and then he sent over to him 10,000 bitcoins, which, of course, is now, worth, $60 million.
Not bad for a couple of pizzas, right?
Yeah, but at the time, there was nobody. It was the first documented
purchase
of something, of value, where it was able to be purchased and traded.
Right.
For something of value. And then that opened up, and it just grew from there.
And, of course, we don't know what the guy did with the 10,000 bitcoins that he got.
No, we don't. But the guy who bought the pizzas, and he had all of these coins, and he was asked if he had kept any of them, and he didn't.
But at least he enjoyed the pizza, right?
He never kept any of them.
Aubrey said at least he enjoyed the pizza, I guess.
There's another guy who had mined a few thousand coins. He had, like 40,000 coins. And, he said, "All right, I'm bored with this. Nobody's doing anything with it," because, it was 9 years. And he took the hard drive and the computer and put it up in his closet and, left it up there for 9 years, and then he forgot about it, and he threw it away by accident, and he lost $127 million. He's petitioning the county to be able to go through the garbage dump to find it.
Oh, you better believe it. I'd be camped out there, buddy. His wife probably would make him go camp out up there. Oh, my goodness. All right, so where can they see your videos again, your YouTube channel?
Yeah, so you go to YouTube and you type in Digit Spin crypto, and you'll see me out there. I do live shows. We give away free crypto every night. The show's at 9:30. It's a live show that I do and broadcast, and we give away 50 electronium or 50 web dollars. And that's a good tip for people, too. If they want to try something without having to spend anything and just to get a feel, you can go to webdollar.io, and it'll open up a web browser, and it'll create you a wallet, and you can start mining on your computer and earn these things for free. It's a new cryptocurrency. I have no idea if it'll ever be worth anything, but you can get an experience and start to learn what it's all about.
All right, get your feet wet, so to speak. All right, yeah. All right, Dino.
.io and Digit Spin Crypto and YouTube.
Digit Spin Crypto on YouTube for Dino. And you said that's 9:30 every night?
Yeah, 9:30 every night. I do a live show and a crypto giveaway.
You do it from the Dino Rento studios there?
Yeah, upstairs. We built a green screen studio upstairs, and we broadcast it live from there.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Dino. We'll be talking to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it. That's Dino Rentos of Dino Rentos Studios. And if you need a 7-foot baseball, they can make that for you over there. And it's going to look exactly like a baseball, I guarantee you, right down to the stitching. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. I hope you'll come back with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined.
ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, running out of time tonight. Larry Elder follows us up here in just a few moments. I can't wait to hear the great Eldersky, the sage from South Central.
Is this thing on?
Is this? I love that. Yeah, I bet he'll have something to say about Chirac as well. Once again, just a quick re-summary of that Manafort case. Rick Gates did testify this afternoon, and he said what?
And he admitted that there were over a dozen offshore accounts opened by he and Manafort, and that they disclosed that information from federal investigators, and they knew that it was illegal to do that.
Yeah, so that was the highlight, the bombshell of the testimony today in the Manafort case. Now, that was under examination by the prosecution who called him as a witness.
Right, he has not been crossed yet.
Exactly, and we shall see what happens under cross-examination. Meanwhile, here in Florida, there was a good guy with a gun who stopped a bad guy with a gun.
There was. Imagine this. And of all places, this happened on Saturday over out of Titusville, and it was at Isaac Campbell Park on South Street in Titusville, 5:20 p.m. on Saturday. It was at a back-to-school peace rally. And the goal of the rally was to protest all the violence that's gone on in schools and all over the country. It's kind of, they wanted it to be kind of a love-in.
Okay.
But apparently there was a fist fight earlier in the day, and someone left the party, came back with a gun, and started shooting. A bystander licensed to carry a firearm then shot the shooter, who was then flown to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Why?
Why? Why did he shoot him?
No. Why'd they bother sending him to hospital?
Now we're getting to the crux of the story here, yeah. The bystander who shot the suspect waited for officers. He's been fully cooperative. And the deputy chief said, we're extremely grateful that nobody else was injured, and this could have been so much worse. So that's what happens when a good guy with a gun meets a bad guy with a gun. And you know, I'm guessing the shooter didn't use an AR-15, because if he had, then we would have heard about, oh, we got to ban assault weapons. Look what happened here. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, he probably had a handgun.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of those newfangled
3D printer ones, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You shoot one of those, you're taking your life into your own hands.
Well, you can't make a complete firearm from a piece of plastic. It will not work.
And according to, I was listening to Mark Walter's show last night, there has to be some metal in it.
Yeah.
So
some kind of trigger mechanism, something's got to be metal.
Yeah, so it is, but, you know, the plastic will not stand up under the high pressure. It's extraordinarily high pressure when that explosion occurs, when the bullet goes, you know,
I'd
bang.
Heard that some of these designs are very rudimentary and that they will allow for a single shot, but then still, you have to have some kind of ignition. You have to have gunpowder. You have to have something setting it off. That would melt the entire piece.
It'd make it blow up in your hand.
Yeah.
So.
Or in your face.
Yeah. But once again, the anti-gun crowd, anything to whip up some hysteria. By the way, the Boss Hog tour, the Parkland students were touring the nation.
Yeah. Where's Little Piggy
they
going?
They were wrapping up their tour in Washington this week, I believe, meeting with members of Congress.
Well, they were outside the NRA offices protesting.
Today? Was it today in Washington, D.C.? No, it was over the weekend, I think.
It was over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, he had armed security.
Of course.
Well, yeah, come on. It's dangerous up there in D.C.
Yeah, let's protest firearms while we
have. It's no Chicago, but it is dangerous in D.C.
Yeah, yeah, really. By the way, we talked about this a little bit last night, but Dianne Feinstein's driver was arrested, and not for DUI like Bill France was. The
NRA guy, the NASCAR guy.
NASCAR guy got arrested in New York for driving while blind. But Feinstein's driver wasn't arrested for DUI. He was arrested for being a spy.
No.
A Chinese spy. And he was her driver for 20 years.
Oh, he never heard anything that went on in the back seat of that car.
Oh, no.
Not a single darn thing.
No. But we got to chase down some, you know, flimsy story of Don Jr. chasing down some dirt on a... Oh, it just gets ridiculous.
Well, don't worry, because her next driver will be an illegal alien.
He probably... Well, he is an illegal alien in a way. He was arrested for being a spy. So I guess go from one to another, not a big switch. But that hasn't obviously gotten a whole lot of attention in the media. They are too tangled up in trying to bring down President Trump.
Yeah, Trump tweet! Trump tweet! Everybody stop!
But he just keeps rocking and rolling.
You know what Trump reminds me of right now? Kind of like in professional wrestling, okay?
Yeah.
When there's a really heated battle and things are really, you know, haymakers all over the place, one guy runs all the way across the rink, propels himself into the ropes, comes back out of the ropes, both hands, bam, right on his opponent's chest, and the other guy
just stands
doesn't
up.
Flinch. That's Trump, and the media can't stand it.
They can't stand it. They can't stand him. They can't stand us, and that's just too bad.
Aww.
Because we're here to stay. And so the president is, he is determined to cut through all of the morass and make America great again. And listen, I think he understands, too, that the bigger the challenge, the bigger the victory. I mean, just look in last year's election. His victory was so big that they're trying to take it away from him. That's how big it was. I mean, if they had been realistic about it and actually given him a chance, given him a shot, and they weren't so surprised when he won, it wouldn't have been as great a victory. But it was an awesome victory, and they just can't stand it.
And we are eating the awesome fruits of that awesome victory.
Indeed we are.
And the awesome leadership that's stemmed from it.
That's right. But we got, you know, the battle goes on.
Yeah, we cannot lose focus between now and November.
That's right. We got to get out there. You got to get out there and vote in the primary, which is coming up. And if you're in Seminole County, Wayne Culver, that's one of your judge candidates that you can put on your list to vote for. And we'll try to help you out as we get along here. And we're not going to be able to bring in every judge. And we're not going to be able to, you know, give you suggestions for every election. But we suggest that you be informed, that you get informed, and we'll help you out as much as we can in that process. And listen to our ads. If you hear an advertiser on our show, a high-quality candidate. All right? As I said, Larry Elder up next. You've been listening to the American Adversaries and watching on Facebook, and we thank you so much for that. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. Passion. FM 105.5. AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media.